Memories of violent 2017 waves linger in the minds of property owners along the Lake Ontario shore. Flooding ended up costing New York State $100 million in recovery funding, but Newfane Town Supervisor Timothy Horenberg says they still haven't recovered.
We're still dealing with FEMA on doing some repairs to some walls and stuff along municipal walls that are built along the lake that we can't fix because the water's been too high.
Horenberg says emergency town funds have to be allocated primarily for lake flooding.
We get a certain percentage of reimbursement, but a certain percentage has come out of our pockets.
David Headley is one landowner that was hit hard in 2017. He owns a boatyard that was founded by his great-grandfather over 100 years ago.
He built this boatyard and all of these docks to the old plan.
The recent plan implemented in 2014 allows for Lake Ontario to fluctuate between higher and lower water levels. So when landowners like Headley were asked to invest their own money to fix damage done by the lakes in 2017, they became angry.
Why should I take out a loan to repair the damage that was caused by this flood? And this flood is not a natural disaster. It's not caused by Mother Nature. It's man-made. They're holding the water back all winter long. And then when they start letting it out, it's too late. Who is responsible? That's what I'd like to know.
Officials like Governor Cuomo and Congressman Chris Collins point to the IJC in Plan 2014. But UB's Great Lakes Program Associate Director Helen Domsky says it's more complex than that.
The top scientists in the Great Lakes agree that it wasn't the IJC plan that caused the flooding in 2017. It was the fact that we had this unnatural amount of rain on top of a heavy snowpack that melted.
Domsky says climate change is bringing greater storms, which leads to higher lake levels. That's something Governor Cuomo recently acknowledged could be the new norm.
I think we had over 60 inches of snow in January. That's incredible. That's an incredible amount of snow that has to melt and go somewhere.
Demsky says even if the lake goes up by 11 inches in May, it would still be a foot lower than it was in 2017.
I can see why people are concerned, and I was a homeowner. I had a house. I had a cottage for a number of years, and I know what the water levels can do. But we just hope that Mother Nature doesn't put forth a big rainstorm or a big windstorm that will move that water around and cause additional erosion.
More than 800,000 sandbags and hundreds of pumps have been put in place along Lake Ontario. Horenberg says they feel more confident this time around.
We have some things that we did in 2017 that are still there, but we learned from 2017, so I think we'll have not an easier time, but it won't take us as long as to respond the right way.
Governor Cuomo recently said he'd like to invest money into a waterfront that can sustain higher water levels. But how long would it take and when would it happen? Headley, who can't rent 45 docks in the immediate area of the harbor outside his building currently, is running out of time.
With all those docks unrented, I'm losing $87,000 a year. But when the taxes come, $30,000 a year in property taxes, who's going to pay it? I have no income here.
Over the past 2 years, Headley says not much has gotten done to help smaller communities like Newfane.
This is my family's 100-year-old business I'm trying to save to pass on to my son. And if something isn't done now, not 10 years from now while it goes through the Senate and Congress and all the other bull that they pull, I'm going to lose it.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.